Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Is this craft familiar to you? Have you seen it before?
Yes.
How many times have you seen it before?
A lot. Since I was a kid.
How large is the craft?
Maybe 100 feet.
100 feet wide?
Yeah.
And is the humming the sound which you had described? Where is the origin of that sound as you're looking at this craft?
I can't tell. It's coming from the whole thing.
And how long
is it? It's so loud. I'm surprised no one else can hear it. I don't understand why it's here during the day.
How loud?
It's almost loud enough to hurt my ears.
How long have you been listening to this humming, and how long has the craft been there?
Not long. It just showed up.
Was it there when you went into the yard, or when you went into the yard, did it show up after you were there?
After.
After. Let's take your presence in this yard, and we can set to the side and see this scene now as though a movie, and we can rewind or move forward the vision of the scene just as though it's a scene in a movie, and we control the forward and reverse, stop, play. I'd like to ask the unconscious mind of to gradually reverse this scene to just before he went into the yard. Just bring us back to just preceding this sighting, just preceding this sound, and then pause us when the unconscious has found that place just before this scene. Okay. I want to ask the unconscious mind, where and what is the moment just before that scene unfolded?
I'm in my kitchen.
Kitchen. Okay, you're in your kitchen. Now I want to ask the unconscious mind to push play, slow motion, and describe for us how this scene begins and how Charles went from the kitchen to the yard.
Doing dishes, I can see out the window. And I have the urge to go outside. I don't know why. I didn't see anything out the window.
Do you feel something? What does that urge feel like?
It's like I did see something, and I want to go see what it was.
What was it that you thought you saw?
I didn't. Well, I know I didn't. I don't understand.
Describe for us how you moved from the kitchen to the yard.
I wasn't that hurried. I dried my hands. I went out the door to my left, and I walked over to the deck. And I went over to the area I could see out the window.
When did you first hear the sound you described?
Right away.
Right away when you exited the house?
Oh, after I stopped.
After you stopped what?
Walking.
Oh. So you stop walking. Describe for us the arrival of that sound.
I'm looking into the woods for a deer or something. And I hear the noise. And I know right away to just stand still and wait.
And how do you know that? How do you know to stand still and wait?
They've made me do it before. Can't not. It's just easier to just do it.
How long do you wait, and what are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for them to come. I don't wait long. It's just like it drops out of the sky. I think it happens so fast. And then it slows down when it gets closer.
As it arrives, how do you become aware of its presence?
I look up and see it. It's slowly rotating as it comes down.
How far?
It's not going to fit. It's not going to fit in the yard. In the past, it's landed in the yard. In Pennsylvania. It used to actually go on the ground, I think. Because there's a ramp. There's no way it's going to fit.
Okay. As you look up and observe this craft, let's push play on the scene. Slow motion. Move forward. What happens next with this craft and the sound?
Oh, it's very loud. It's a very loud, like a crunching sound. Oh, flash of light. Now I'm on the ship.
On the ship. Can you describe for us what is the inside of this ship? Who's there?
I'm in a room I've been in before. There's no one here. They make me wait here.
How long do you wait?
A few minutes. I've been here a lot. I know what's happening.
And what is it that you know is happening?
The graves are coming.
Let's again move to the audience watching this scene as a film. Forward in slow motion. Bring us to what happens when what you're waiting for arrives in this room.
When the door opens.
What is that door?
It just slides up. It's curved. The room, the walls are curved. It's weird the way it slides off. Doesn't make sense. It doesn't fit.
What are
but
you?
It always does that.
Are you on an object? Are you standing? What is the position of your body in this room?
I'm standing.
When that door opens, what happens next?
Three grays come in. They kind of fan out a little bit. They're just kind of looking at me. They're wanting to see if I'm going to react. Like they're judging whether they need to do anything. No. I'm okay. I'm not scared.
You're not scared?
I'm not scared.
How do the three grays respond when they recognize that you're not scared?
The one on the left has something in his hand. He points at me and then he points over the door like he's telling me to go that way. They never talk to me. They don't communicate with me. They're always quiet.
What happens after the gray points to you to go through that door?
I go between him and the one on the right, the one in the middle. I go out the door. There's a hallway. And I know to go to the right.
How do you know to go to the right?
This is always, never understood this. The hallway is much longer than the ship. There's a really dark, large room at the end of it. There's other doors on the way.
Describe for us going down this hallway. Are they with you? Are you alone?
They're behind me.
How many are behind you?
Three.
How long is the hallway?
It's funny when they walk.
Why is it funny when they walk?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture. Luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
They bob up and down. They look like marionettes. They're all floppy. It's like they don't have bones. They're just weird. I used to be scared of them, but now they're just silly.
Are they able to know and sense that you find them funny and silly in this way?
I think so. I think when I get there, I think they're kind of scanning me, like they're reading me somehow to see what I'm going to do.
As you move down this hallway, how long is this hallway and where is it that you're going to?
Just walking. I don't know if I know when to stop. I think they tell me.
How do they tell you? Walking.
I don't know if they let me, they put it in my head, but I always seem to know where to go.
Let's play forward to where it is you go when you have arrived at the end of this hallway.
I'm in the big room. It's tiered. And there's tables there. They haven't done that in a long time. And I'm waiting. They're just standing there. I don't know what we're waiting for.
As you're waiting, can you describe the room? How large is the room? How many tiers? How many tables?
There's three tables. And then it drops down. Way down. It's really, really big. When it goes off, it's just empty. It's very brightly lit where I am, but there's not really much light down below, and it just kind of goes, it's like a cavern almost. It goes way off into the distance, into the shadows. I can't see how big it is.
Is there anyone else in the room with you?
Not yet.
How long do you wait?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. It's hard to judge time here.
What does time feel like here?
I don't know. It jumps around. It's like sometimes I'm aware of what's happening, and sometimes I'm not. It's just gone. I think they do that. But I don't know why. Maybe it's easier for them when I'm aware sometimes.
And as you're waiting, do these three grays wait with you?
Yes.
Let's ask the unconscious mind to fast forward just to the next part of this scene in which what you and these three grays are waiting for occurs or arrives, and begin there.
I'm in another room.
What is the other room?
It's like they take me to the same places. It's like a routine. There's a window. There's a window. It's not a window. It is. I don't know what it is.
What does it look like?
It's just black. It's matte black. It's on the floor and it slopes up the wall. It's rectangular.
Do you recognize this rectangular item in this room?
I do. I've been in this room a lot. But I don't think I've ever seen anything out the window. So I don't know why I think it's a window.
Is there anyone else in this room with you?
Yes. My mantis.
Can you describe this mantis?
Yeah, he's about 4 feet tall. He's green, bright green. He's always kind of guarded but friendly.
Is he known to you?
Yeah. He's always there.
How many times have you seen him?
Every time. 22 times.
22 times. And what is the nature of the mantis and you in this room? Is there a purpose?
This is a communication. It's where we it feels like a library, a study.
A study.
But there's nothing in it. There's no books or anything.
What gives you the sense that this is a study or a library?
It's a learning room.
Learning room. What is learned in this room?
He's checking to see how I've been. He doesn't ask. It's like he's just reading it. Just stay on. How is he doing this?
Do you feel, as he's scanning you in this room, are there feelings and sensations in your body, your mind, your spirit?
Tingling.
Tingling. I'm tingling where?
There's tingling in my left wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And my inner thigh where the implants are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel the one in my head.
Mm-hmm.
It's buzzing. It's like a tickle.
How long does the scan transpire?
Very quickly.
In this
for a couple of seconds.
Couple of seconds. When the scan is done, do these sensations continue?
No.
No.
I suddenly feel very relaxed.
Very relaxed.
Like I'm being put under.
Put under. What happens when you feel this relaxation? What's next?
I feel like I'm floating on my back. My eyes are closed. I don't see anything. I don't know where I'm going. It's different places.
Are you alone?
I don't think so.
What is the nature of these places?
One of them, they do like medical stuff. I don't like that. They haven't done that in a long time.
Let's ask the unconscious again to put us in the audience. There's no need for Charles to relive any of these unpleasant experiences, but he would like to learn and watch the movie of what these experiences have been. And ask the unconscious to play for us the scene that will help Charles learn around the questions he asked today. As we push play, what is that scene?
I'm on the table. I'm strapped down. They actually use straps. That doesn't make any sense.
What do the straps feel like?
I feel like fabric. They just feel like straps.
Where are the straps?
They're around my shoulders and my wrists. And my thighs, my ankles, and my head. It's across my forehead. It's very restrictive. I don't like it. They don't need to do it. I don't know why they do it. Just leave me sleep.
We're just watching the movie, just seeing it as a scene. As we watch this scene with the straps on the table in the audience, what happens next on this table?
There's the other mantis is there. He's brown. He's kind of mottled brown. He's taller.
How tall?
5 or 6 feet.
Is he known to you?
Yeah. He's always the one who does this part. I saw him in the cornfield.
Is this the same mantis from the cornfield?
Yes.
What is the feeling in the presence of this mantis?
I'm just malevolent. I really don't like him.
Why don't you like him?
He's always the one that's there when this happens.
And what is this?
I don't know what they're doing, but it hurts a lot.
Where does it hurt?
It varies. Sometimes I feel pain in my left toe. I think it's all the implants. I don't know if they're putting them in or taking them out. It hurts. I don't know why they let it hurt. He's there, but he doesn't do it. He's watching.
Who does it?
It's just two grays. Just two. She's just three. But not here. They're using something from the ceiling. Being at the dentist.
Can you see and describe?
Very bright light. It's very bright. Feels like it's intended to disorient. It's brighter than it needs to be.
Intended to disorient. How does it feel?
I don't know why else it needs to be that bright.
What do you feel when this light comes in?
I'm very scared. I did it a lot. I did it until I was in my teens. Yeah. 14, that doesn't make any sense.
14 what?
14 years old.
14 years old. Was that the last time that they did this?
This, yeah.
And how old are you now when this event is transpiring?
I'm 48.
Is this event...
I'm just watching this.
Mm-hmm. Is this event on the same day in which you were in the yard and you had the sound and the craft arrive? Is this the same day as that or a different day?
It's just that day. Time's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just watching the movie of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's ask the movie and ask the unconscious to pause this scene of the movie and ask the unconscious to show us on the screen what day this is, what time and day.
It's in April.
April. Okay.
I think right after my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm bad with dates.
Let's ask the unconscious to just push play on the movie and walk us through what else happens as we go forward in the scene.
I can't move. I can't. I'm just crying. I don't talk to them. There's no point. I don't know why they always let this happen.
If you could talk to them, what would you say?
I tell them to stop. I don't like this part. Oh. They used to tie me down.
Why did they begin to do that?
Oh. Just too much fighting, too much wrestling.
Mm. Have you wrestled them? Have you resisted them in the past?
Oh, yeah, I did. I tried. My dad did.
Your dad did?
I saw him. I saw him wrestling with them.
Mm.
They're so strong. It shouldn't be so strong. They're so small.
What did you see when your dad wrestled with him?
He was naked on the table.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to put something in him. Sad. They've got him by the wrists. He doesn't have a mantis.
Who has him by the wrist?
One of the grays. The lighting is weird. I can't see. I just see the table.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to see what's around it because it's so bright. I don't know why I'm in the room at all. I feel like they wanted me to see it.
Who all is in this room?
My mantis is with me.
Mm-hmm. Which mantis is that that's with you?
My green mantis.
Mm-hmm.
I never gave him a name. He doesn't have a name.
How long have you known the green mantis?
As long as I can remember. Longer. I'm really confused.
Mm-hmm. If we pause this scene where you're in the presence with this green mantis, and we pause your father struggling, and you have the opportunity to ask a question to this green mantis using the special limitless powers, the unconscious, is there anything you would like to ask this green mantis or say to it?
Why are you doing this?
Why are you doing this? Let's ask and wait, inviting any answer that can come for Charles learning, for Charles to heal and know more. What is the answer that comes from this green mantis? Why are you doing this?
It's part of the program.
It's part of the program. What program?
I don't know. They don't tell me.
They don't tell you. Let's ask again. Sure. Press the question to the screen mantis and to the universe. What is this program?
They're monitoring us.
They're monitoring us.
They're monitoring our health.
Monitoring your health. Why are they monitoring your health?
In relation to the planet.
In relation to the planet. When they monitor our health in relation to the planet, what is it they track about our health and its relationship to the planet?
We're poisoning ourselves.
Poisoning
ourselves. Hurting ourselves. They don't want that.
Why don't they want that?
They need the planet healthy.
And why do they need the planet healthy?
It's part of the puzzle.
Mm.
It's all out of balance. It's out of balance. It's our fault.
How long have they been monitoring us and our health with the planet?
Since forever.
Since forever.
It's like they made it. They couldn't make the planet. They lie, though.
And what do they lie about?
They've lied to me before. They've told me they're not going to hurt me, and then they do. They never apologize. I didn't agree to this. This wasn't part of the agreement.
What was the agreement?
To work with them.
And when did you make this agreement?
Oh. I don't know. I don't understand.
It's okay.
It's before me.
Before you.
Before me.
How long before you?
I can't tell.
Did you make this agreement, or was the agreement made before you?
Before me.
Before you. How long before you?
For all of it. For anything.
For anything.
I don't understand this.
Let's ask the unconscious if it can share with us who made this agreement.
Collective.
Collective. What collective?
It's a group of different beings, species, I don't know what to call them.
And when did they make this agreement?
They're not physical. It can be physical. When it suits them, they don't have to be.
Where are this collective?
I don't know. It's not a place.
This collective.
It's outside of everything.
Why did they make this agreement?
It's part of the puzzle. It's like a game almost. It's just like you're playing a game.
What is the game?
It's like a game of creation and balance. It's incredibly complex.
How old is this game?
It's before everything. How do I even know? I don't know what my role, I don't know what's going on.
It's okay. You don't have to know. Let's go using our film strip, thanking the unconscious for showing us the game, the puzzle, who made this agreement. And let's move the movie again to the scene with you and the green mantis, your father struggling, his wrists held by the gray, returning again to this scene, placing your presence with the green mantis. Is there anything else you would like to say or ask of this green mantis?
Is something going to happen?
Is something going to happen? Let's pause, move the seat of knowledge that's all-encompassing from the unconscious over to the mantis and ask for this mantis to answer Charles's question. Is something going to happen? What is the response?
There's something happening.
Mm.
There are points. Important points.
Say more about these points.
There's flexibility around the points, but not the points themselves.
Let's move in on one point. One of these points, bringing it into focus and clarity, having Charles obtain knowledge about this particular point and describe what this point is.
An interaction. They interact with us sometimes a lot. Because they don't have any choice either.
Why don't they have a choice?
They're like we are. They're part of the program.
Hmm.
They're just doing their part. It's all playing out the way it's got to play out.
How do they feel about not having a choice?
They don't like it. Some of them more than others.
Around this point of interaction, and them not having a choice, them being part of the program, is their flexibility around this point where they're interacting with you?
Not really.
Not really?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of do. It's like, it's hard to describe. It's like a rubber band.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's fixed at the ends. You can move it, but it goes back. They interact with us at the ends. The rubber bands.
And in the middle of the rubber band, where there is some of that flexibility, what is the flexibility connected to?
Determination.
Determination.
Like some free will. It's not really that free. You can stretch it a bit.
This part.
Points
are fixed. In the middle, there's some flexibility around free will. Can you share how might that look for you as part of this program where there is flexibility with your free will? What could the flexibility look like if you were able to shape it? How might it be different?
they can't manipulate the rubber band the way we can. They can manipulate us. They don't like that.
What don't they like?
We have more control than they do over a lot of things.
What are some of the things we have more control over than they do?
The flexibility of the rubber band. We can do more between the points. They can't.
And how do they feel about that?
They don't like it either.
How do you feel about that?
It's all part of the program. It's just the way things are. Everybody plays their part.
How do you feel about your part in this program?
It's fine. I don't know. It feels so insignificant in the big scheme of things, but it's so hard. It's so hard on an individual level.
What are the hardest parts of being in this program?
Yeah, it's happening. They're changing. They're trying to change things because we've stretched it too far.
And what are they
trying to do? They're really having to interfere more than they want. They just have to do it.
What are they hoping to achieve by interfering?
They've got to get the balance back.
Are they succeeding?
Oh, don't know yet. They're I feel like they're scared.
And what are they scared of?
They're not doing enough stuff.
What happens if they don't succeed?
Things start to go wrong. And it just keeps going out of control. That's what happens every time.
Every time. Have there been other times?
Yeah. No. Forever.
Other times where?
Play the game over and over and over. There's always going on.
These other times, were they on this world? Did they happen somewhere else?
No. It's like time starts over again.
Okay. Let's bring the seat of consciousness and knowledge back to this scene, standing beside this green mantis, your father having struggled, held by the wrists. And let's ask, Charles is unconscious, is there anything else he needs to see or learn from this scene that can help him gain more knowledge and understanding? And if so, push play to show Charles anything else he needs to see or know.
That's something I'm not allowed to do.
Okay.
this seems weird.
And who is deciding you're not allowed to know this? Is this Charles is unconscious or another source?
It's the guardians.
The guardians, okay. Your guardians?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Our guardians.
Okay.
That's what they call themselves.
Okay. Let's pause then.
They're more like slaves.
Okay. Let's pause this scene, acknowledging that for now, we will not be investigating more deeply into this scene, but now to move the seat of consciousness again past, through time, arriving at the scene that occurred that fall day when you were aboard the craft for the three grays that walked you to the great room. You had been in the learning room, the study with the mantis. Let's just ask if there are more scenes or experiences from this day, these experiences, that can help Charles. And if so, play the movie and show us anything else from this day that he may need to know.
I don't remember anything else. I don't think they did anything, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think they blanked me out.
Is there anything else that you would like to ask or tell the mantis entity that was in the study room with the window, the learning room? Anything else from that scene you'd like to share or communicate?
I don't want to suffer anymore.
Okay. Let's have Charles's unconscious communicate to this mantis entity that you would like to not suffer anymore. And asking the seat of knowledge, seat of awareness, communicating that to the mantis entity to invite a response to this request from the mantis entity. And listening now, what is the response?
It's part of the program.
That's part of the program.
Everything's part of the program.
Why does Charles have to suffer as part of this program?
It causes things to play out the way they want them to.
Is there flexibility in the rubber band around suffering in this program?
Not much. Not on this. I'm arguing with her.
Tell me more about the argument.
I'm mad.
Mm-hmm. What are you mad about?
I don't want to do this anymore. It's so much.
How is it?
He's just telling me that it has to happen. He makes it feel. He's trying to make it feel better somehow, but it's not working as well as it used to.
He's trying to make what feel better?
He's trying to make me feel better.
How does he try to make you feel better?
I don't know how they do it. They can just change your state. It's not working as well as it used to. It's like everything's going off track.
If this mantis entity could stop your suffering, would he?
It's not a question.
Mm.
It's not possible.
Mm. How does
I agreed.
You agree.
I didn't agree. Didn't agree to this.
No.
He says I did.
When did you agree? When does he say you agreed?
Just before this life.
Hmm. Who did you agree with?
It's beyond the collective. It's don't know.
Okay. Let's slow this question, bring it to the fore, summoning clarity from knowledge, summoning clarity from wisdom, asking a very important question for Charles' work today, asking the unconscious to access all unconscious, and ask, what exactly did Charles agree to?
I agreed to play the part that they assigned.
Mm-hmm. And who are they?
That's the big picture.
Mm, the big picture.
The what? Collective.
Yeah, the collective. Are you...
I keep on track. They're not doing their job.
Who's not doing their job?
Oh, the mantis. He feels like he's in trouble.
Who is he in trouble with?
I don't know. There's someone above him. He's pretty far down.
He's pretty far down. There's someone above him.
Oh, it just goes up and up.
Up and up. Can we ask the mantis and ask knowledge? Who might be above the mantis?
I'm just seeing. It's like get bigger.
Hmm. In this program that you agreed to just before this life, are you doing your job? Are you fulfilling your role?
I'm starting to.
Hmm. And what does starting to fulfill this role mean?
I'm connecting people.
Does the mantis see that you're doing this role?
He's facilitating it.
He's facilitating it.
Yeah. But it's not going as well as he wants. I feel like they're losing their interest almost.
Why is it not going well as they want? What do they wish would go differently?
Stretched to the rubber band too far. And I wasn't doing what they needed me.
Are you doing it now?
More than I was. But yeah, I feel like he's not disappointed. Like he's almost scared.
What is he scared of?
Things aren't going the way they're supposed to go.
How are they supposed to go?
It's so complicated. I don't understand how they can keep going. He's pretty low. He doesn't have a lot of responsibility. I feel like he's assigned to me. And not a lot of other people. But things went wrong, and he didn't keep track.
What went wrong?
I I got into a situation where they couldn't interfere for a while. There's a long gap.
What was that situation, and why could they not interfere?
I don't know. It's bouncing around so much. It's the people that I was with. It's like they couldn't interfere.
Who were those people?
Oh. I don't know some of them. They were near me. I barely met them. But it's also complicated.
Mm. And what was the time in which they could not interfere? Was that years or months? When was it?
Years.
Which years were those?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Something. It's like there's something else that got involved, like a dark entity, or I don't know what to call it. In my teens. It was when my mom died. And then they just went away for a while. I'm trying to understand it. I can't.
It's okay. It's all right. Let's ask the seat of consciousness, seat of awareness, the unconscious of Charles. Is there anything else in the presence of this mantis as we make these inquiries of the program, his agreement, ways in which they have or have not kept their word? Is there anything else that he needs to know or learn of this event in the craft with this mantis at this time?
It's not time yet.
It's not time yet.
I'm okay. Not allowed to know that.
Not allowed to know that yet. Okay. Let's ask the unconscious to play the movie player of this day, and if possible, move us forward in time to how this event ended. How did Charles leave this craft and return to his home?
I sometimes just right back where I started.
Mm-hmm. And where is that? Describe us for us where you are and what you see and feel.
Backyard. But I didn't see anything, so I'm going back.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been in the backyard?
Not long.
Okay. Is the sound still in the backyard?
I don't know. They're really good at blocking you out.
As you take a scan with your eyes and your ears, is there anything you see or hear?
It's quiet.
Quiet.
Oh, there's no... All I hear is the leaves under my feet, but there's... I don't even hear the road.
If you tilt your eyes skyward, do you see anything above you?
No, just cloudy.
Okay. Let's ask the unconscious, Charles, if there's anything else from this day that he needs to know and can learn before we move on. Just to check, is there anything else?
I don't know. I feel like they told me.